All right, I want to talk about consistency.
Ooh,
that's a good topic. Not the most popular idea, actually, consistency.
You are listening to The JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
I am Rabbi Levy.
And we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to another JP podcast. I'm here with Rabbi Levy.
Hope everyone's doing well.
How are you doing? All good?
Thank God everything's good.
Okay, getting closer and closer to Purim. Very exciting.
Which is very exciting. Purim is the 24th of March, by the way.
Yes.
Just in case anyone hasn't realized that yet. You should. It's the night of the 23rd. So Saturday night, the 23rd, and the Sunday, the 24th. Very important day to mark and to celebrate.
And to engage with. Just try and find a Purim.
There's plenty of programs happening in Sydney. Plenty of things happening. Find something and engage with it.
A tremendous day. A day of tremendous, tremendous energy. Holy energy. So, engage with the festival. So, what are we talking about today?
All right. I want to talk about consistency.
Ooh.
That's a good topic. Not the most popular idea, actually. Consistency. It seems to be that people... I'll share with everyone how this topic actually came up. So, this past Shabbos, we... had a big Shabbos lunch and a Fabringen with like 20 young men, young adults. And this was the topic of discussion.
It was.
About consistency versus new things. People seem to like new things. It's like there's a new thing, it's a new idea, it's exciting. It's an excitement that wears off. And I think there's expressions of this in many areas in life, like we'll discuss. But what are your initial thoughts on this topic in general? Like sort of excitement in life versus just day-to-day, consistent things.
So look, I mean, I think people like excitement. That's a normal human nature. And we need every once in a while new ideas, new concepts, new innovations, because it does induce excitement and passion. It's interesting that even the Torah recognizes the weakness of doing one thing on and on again, again and again and again. And this is actually a very interesting verse in the Shema that we say, where the Torah says, the things that I'm commanding you today should be on your heart. And Rashi, the commentator Rashi, says, what do you mean today? That the Torah is cautioning us that we learn Torah each day, but it can get a bit stale. It can get like an old thing. And the Torah is saying, make it every day as if it's new, which means that we have to work to make it exciting every day, which means that Torah is recognizing it's not so easy that. And we actually have to put in effort to make sure that it's like a new thing, right? So I think that's number one. I think people like things that are new. It's just a normal human nature. But there's another concept, and that is that things that are very new and sort of, you know, we explode with a new idea, a new innovation, that innovation is temporary. It also means, besides it being exciting, it means that I don't have to commit. Consistency means... consistency is, I think, synonymous with commitment.
Mm.
And we live in a world where commitment is a bit on the decline, to be honest.
Yeah, it's probably why marriage is on the decline.
Yeah, I know. People like, you know, I think we've spoken about this. People know when they're married, they commit, and people are scared of commitment today, right? Commitment is like if I commit every week or to do something once a week or forever, whatever the case is, it's difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about how this expresses itself in relationships. Any relationship, really, but I think let's talk about marriage specifically. So there's always like there's the very sort of one-off things, like you have like a big anniversary or something, or a birthday, or you know, you buy your wife flowers because it's a special day or special occasion, whatever it is. And then there's like the day-to-day acting like a mensch, treating each other properly. Not very exciting, passionate, mind-blowing things. Just, you know, just being a good husband, being a good wife on the day-to-day, dry basis. What's more important? Or is it important to have once in a while these like big romantic trips together or, I don't know, some sort of mind-blowing experience? Or that's not even important at all?
No, I think it is important. I think it sparks... I mean, just go back a second. So I think your point is your observation is a very valid observation. And I think that's the reason why some relationships get into trouble because they start off with this amazing, fiery, creative, innovative, beautiful, romantic sort of context, and then, you know, life is boring,
right.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it's not meaningful. It might be amazingly meaningful, but it's monotonous. I mean, that's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Routine is monotonous, and so on. So sometimes that spark sort of declines a little bit. Now, I think there is value in once in a while. You know, I'll give you an example. Even in Judaism, we have the calendar cycle, right? So we have a day-to-day routine of how we serve God, but God gives us every so often festivals and mitzvot, once a week, Shabbos, and, you know, we make a shechayanu, and we make a special simcha because it's a new thing, and so on and so forth. So there's value in newness, but the value in newness is supposed to inspire that a greater commitment to the normal, to the regular, to the routine. And I think you're asking a question about relationships. I think that's so important. I think relationships means the commitment to the consistency is hugely important. It's about the small things, about saying a nice hello when you come home every day. It's about, like you say, talking like a mensch. It's about the little gestures of body language and you know, just showing expressions of commitment or expressions of love or whatever the case is. It's just that those things that we keep on doing. Now, maybe we remind ourselves and we boost that and we enthuse that by having the once in a while nice moments or special moments, which are important. I think the two have to come together.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think the same thing is with parenting children. I think it's probably also similar. Like, you can go on exciting family trips and, you know, have a very exciting experience. But I think what really actually shapes a child is the way you relate to them on a boring Monday. I think that's also probably a similar thing.
I think that's right. I think probably children, particularly in parenting, it's even more important. I think the things they really remember is the ongoing relationship.
Yeah.
Now, you have to do special things, but I think it's, yeah, the day-to-day relationship of connection, of bonding that they have with their parents is much more important in a way.
Yeah. I think this also has to do with something else, which perhaps is connected. I think in general, people's like attention span has severely been impaired nowadays. I think that's a fairly accurate statement. What do you think?
We have collective ADHD.
Yeah. It's like, we can't, even like a silly thing. Like, I mean, I'm not that old. But like, I remember when we used to do things, like very, you know, emails just started and things like that. Like, to publicize an event would mean to like type a very simple thing, starting, you know, this event is happening on this date, starting on this time. We used to just like stuff envelopes and send it to people. It wasn't like graphics. It wasn't like an exciting poster. It wasn't like anything that had to catch your eye. Like nowadays, like everything has to be very catchy and big and
concise.
And it's a lot of work to actually catch someone's attention. I think it's connected. No, it's like, it's sort of like, it's not, it has to be very exciting in order to catch your attention.
Yeah, so sometimes, yeah, something's exciting, so catch your attention, or it's a one-off, so people can handle that.
Right.
But if you do something more than once, and you got to commit, and like, yeah, I don't have the attention span for that. If it's something like learning or studying or whatever.
I mean, this is not only a new problem. I mean, there's even a story in the Talmud about, I can't remember who it was, I mean, it was Rava. One of the sages was giving a talk, and everyone was falling asleep, so he decided to, you know, he'd say something wild. So he said that the women in Egypt gave birth to 6 babies at a time, and everyone was like, "What?" And that sort of got their attention again. So it's obviously not a new problem, but I think it's definitely been exacerbated.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And why do you think that is?
Look, I think, like you say, I think commitment is a difficult thing. It's it's hard work. People don't like to work hard anymore. We're used to being uncomfortable the whole time. We're used to life being easy. And just the hard, monotonous commitment and investment of work is something difficult to subscribe to today. Plus, coupled with the attention span issue, and I think that...
Yeah, and I think that's something to do with social media. The idea that we just, like, scroll through things, like, without properly looking, it's like, you know...
He also, yeah.
You send people messages, and then they... I think I saw it, I maybe saw it, because you have, like, 50,000 messages. You don't know what you saw, what you didn't see.
Right, exactly. You know, I'll just share with you something about the Beit HaMikdash in the temple, right? So in the temple, one of the primary rituals was the bringing of sacrifices. So you had what's called the Korban Tamid, the ongoing sacrifice. So there was a lamb that was offered up in the morning, every morning, a lamb that was offered up in the afternoon, before all the middle day, the middle sacrifices, after all the middle sacrifices, it was always, right? Then you have something called Musaf, like, you know, we pray on Shabbos an extra tefillah or Shchodesh, whatever, because there was an extra, sometimes on a special occasion, there was an extra sacrifice, extra ritual, extra thing. And there's an expression we say, "Tmidim kesidran u'safim kelchatam." In other words, we pray for both to return, the korban tamid, the ongoing consistent sacrifices, and the additional ones. And I think on a broader scale, the concept is that the first thing you have to be committed to is consistency. And that's why every single day in the temple there have to be those sacrifices in the morning and the sacrifice in the afternoon. You also have to inspire it with something special and extra, of course. But the basis, the foundation has to be commitment. The foundation has to be consistency.
Right.
By the way, the same thing is in teaching. I mean, teachers will tell you today that like they're more entertainers than teachers, right?
That's right.
Because you got to give... even in learning, I mean, we had this experience, even with, with Shirim and people committed to learning, like the ongoing daily commitment that people always used to do. You used to come to shul in the morning and then just have a study session afterwards, and it was the same thing for 20 years, and it just kept going. That's sort of very difficult nowadays. It's always going to be a special program, a special idea. This chap, as they say, and this innovative idea. So which are all good, by the way. They're all great things. But I just think we have to sit and remind ourselves about commitment to consistency.
Yeah. Do you think that, let's go a little bit deeper for a second, do you think it has something to do with selfishness? What I mean by that is, like, let's go back to the relationship example. The day-to-day commitment doesn't make me feel good. It's just like, as I say, it's boring, right? When something very exciting, so then, like, I'm excited about it. So it sort of gives me a thrill. Do you think maybe it has to do with that people are very... Not obviously, there's a lot of selflessness going around as well, but definitely there's more of an emphasis on me nowadays and what I feel about it, and therefore, like, the boring stuff doesn't actually give me that thrill.
Right, so I think when you do something that's exciting, there's a feeling of excitement. You feel a feeling of excitement when you have to just commit to something ongoing. You're not so excited about it, so that really resembles a commitment. That's amazing, right? So, you know what it's like, right? I'll give you a typical example. We pray every day, right?
Yeah.
And people have often asked me this, like, what's the point of praying and it's repetitive and sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm not in the mood. Now, excitement is important, by the way. You have to be in the mood because passion and being excited about something is very, very important. But commitment is also important. And, I've often had this question from people. I got up in the morning, I wasn't in the mood of coming to shul, I wasn't in the mood of praying. I say, well, that's a great opportunity. When you pray when you're not in the mood, you've shown commitment.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you should stay with that. You should always try bringing excitement into it. But when you do it when it's really hard and monotonous and just boring and repetitive, it actually shows a real commitment.
Yeah.
So even if you're not so passionate, the same thing going back to relationships. Let's say someone wakes up and he doesn't have that same passionate love for his wife that they had a week ago. He's on a downer that day, right? But in a way, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to show his ongoing commitment. He'll anyway smile. He'll always go take out the garbage or make a cup of tea or whatever the case is because he's committed.
Yeah.
And there's something very, very special about commitment.
For sure. How does this impact your running of Bina? How do you think... Is Bina a consistent place? Is it reliable? Are we always doing new things?
We try to do new things always, but... In a recent survey, as you would know, before we had the 25th anniversary, we sent out a survey about people were thinking about Bina, and there was a few themes that cropped up, right? And many people responded the same way when they talked about why they appreciate Bina. One of them was consistency.
Yeah.
So we are trying to be very consistent. I have, there's one guy I'm thinking of, I'm not going to say his name, but I have a Talmud class every Tuesday night, which literally has been going for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of people, one in particular, that has been coming for the last 25 years.
Amazing.
And I think it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's not a new program. It's the same Talmud class, different tractates, different passages, but it's the same thing. He's been coming for 25 years because he's committed to a Talmud class once a week, right? Mm. How does it affect the function? When people hear something new coming to town, something that's, something... innovative, something fantastic. Did you hear it? This one's coming, that one's coming, guest speaker, guest program, new program, new idea. It's always people are very attracted to that, and it's distracting a little bit, of course, but you need newness. I mean, we do new things too sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think the strength, I'd like to believe that strength is consistency, but it sometimes makes it harder to get commitment.
For
even
sure.
Though, there's a lot of very, very committed people, which is very special. but you have to work harder to get the commitment. But we're going to keep going because we think commitment is very important and consistency is very important.
Correct. All right.
The way you got that last
this was a great discussion.
Binner commercial.
Of course. So there's always something happening at Binner, so come join.
If you specifically looking for something new, we'll find that for you too.
That's correct. We do one-off things as well. But yeah, there's definitely every day something happening consistently. Okay, have a wonderful day, everyone.
All the best, everyone.